Welcome to Ancient Principles and Kingdom Authority. I'm Rabbi Kurt Landry.
欢迎收听古老的圣经原则和神国度的权柄系列。我是拉比柯兰卓。
You know, the whole concept of this podcast and this teaching is to be able to step by step encourage you that there's a mystery inside the Bible.
这个信息和教导的整个理念是希望能够鼓励你一步一步地了解圣经中的奥秘。
And that mystery is, if you understand the roots of the faith, then you'll be able to be more effective with the supernatural results of the faith today.
这个奥秘就是，一旦你了解了信仰的根源，你就能更有效地获得从这个信仰所带来的超自然的结果。
And that's a proven principle. It's not, you know, it's not a wish or hope, it's actually a fact.
这是一个被验证过的原则，这不是一个愿望、希望，这是事实。
And so as you spend time to invest in yourself, in the transformation of your own mind into your real identity of who you are in Yeshua as Messiah.
因此，当你花时间投资于自己，将你自己的思想转化为你在弥赛亚耶稣里的真实身份时，
What it does is it starts to at first be a process and then it actually becomes who you are because your identity starts to, so to say, melt into the pages so that after some time, what happens is you actually read the word and let's say you're reading, like for me, I'm reading about Joseph and Egypt and the situation with his brothers and I can really relate to what he's going through and I can apply it into my life today.
首先你会开始经历一个过程，然后你在基督耶稣里的身份就会逐渐彰显，你就会慢慢开始活在神给你书写的生命册中。过了一段时间，当你真正开始阅读神的话语时，比如我，当我在阅读约瑟和他兄弟之间的关系以及在埃及的情况时，我能真正的关联到约瑟正在经历什么，我也能将其应用到我现今的实际生活中。
And that's the whole reason for us in our ministry is to be that bridge to kind of unpack ancient principles to increase your today kingdom authority.
这也是我们事工存在的原因，那就是作为桥梁，在你们的面前展开古老的圣经原则，增加你在现今的国度权柄。
So, one of the things I want to talk about is in the learning process when you first start down this path, hope deferred, disappointments can create apathy in the life of a believer.
所以今天我想和你讨论的一件事情是，当你们起初开始踏上信仰这条路的时候，在学习的过程中，你们会遇到的问题是所盼望的延迟发生，失望就会在信徒的生活中发生，造成神与人之间关系的淡漠。
Because what I'm talking about is really, it can happen quickly, but it's really a long play.
因为我所说的真的有可能发生得很快，但会是一个很漫长的过程。
When you decide that you're going to transform the way you think about yourself into a more spiritual way than a more humanistic way, then there's going to be that difficulty of moving out from a flesh thinking into spiritual thinking.
作为信徒，当你决定你要把你对自己的看法从属人的思考方式转变为一种更属灵的思考方式，那么从属肉体的思想中脱离出来会是很有难度的。
And as believers, we battle against that discouragement. So one of the things I would really encourage you is to spend as much time as you can with teaching like this, but also...Get into some fellowship. Find some people. Live stream with us. Chat with people.
作为信徒，我们同这种失望做斗争，所以我真的很想鼓励你们的一件事情是花更多的时间在像今天这样的教导上，并且你们要参与团契，找到你们的同伴，并与我们一同参与直播，多与人沟通。
Amazing how manyKurt Landry ministry partners actually become social media friends. And And what happens is we all kind of have different experiences, but the same experience. And it's really good when you can say, you know, I'm at this stage. And
很奇妙的是，有许多克兰卓的事工伙伴实际上成为了社交媒体上的好朋友。我们看似有着不同的背景，但其实经历又是一样的。当你和别人分享你在某个阶段的状态和事情时，实际上是非常美好的。
One of the things about discouragement when it comes is I think mentally we start to isolate, like something's wrong with us, we did something wrong.
当失望来临的时候，我认为从精神上我们开始孤立自己，就像我们有什么问题，像是我们做错了什么。
It's real easy to try to, like, personalize it. And you don't want to do that because you're going to make it. Just, you know, this isn't really hard, but you have to be disciplined enough to stay after it.
把这件事情关起门来自己解决是非常容易的。你也并不想要去找人一起，因为你觉得这个事情其实不难，你自己就能搞定。但你就是需要有很强的自律性来坚持。
So when we get questions like this, like how do you deal with the discouragement when you feel like, this is a question from one of our viewers, and it says, and all hope has been lost, and you say, and you cry out from your heart to the Lord, when you're at that end of the rope, what do I do? So let's talk about that.
所以当我们遇到了这样的问题时，也就是当所有的希望好像都丢失了，当你在非常绝望的时候，你从心里向主呼求，我该怎么办？让我们来一起讨论一下这个问题。
First of all, there's a message I preach, and I don't know, maybe in 25, 30 years, I've probably preached this 4 or 5 times. But I deal with the actual grasping the baton.
首先我想要提到一个曾经在过去25到30年以来我已经宣讲过4到5次的信息。我想说的是你要握住你的接力棒。
And the baton being the goal or the promise. And when you do it spiritually. So what
从属灵的角度而言，这个接力棒就是你的目标或是应许。
What I do is I lay down a baton up here on the platform at House of David.And then, you know, initially I'm crawl, walk, running, and then I'm running and I'm thinking I'm almost there. And then when I get close to it, what happens is I start to get discouraged and run out of steam. Because what happens is there's a reason why the Lord allows that fatigue. He's not causing it. But when we get to the end of our personal strength and our personal talents and ability,There's a place where we, and then what I do is I actually, if you can visualize this, I just lay out flat.
我自己会做的是，我会放下接力棒，出现在大卫之家这个平台上。最初，我开始爬行、走路、奔跑、前行，然后我跑着跑着就想，我快要到了。当我接近接力棒的时候，我开始逐渐气馁，失去力气。主允许这种疲惫的发生是有原因的，这并不是他造成的。当我们在个人的力量、天分和能力快要用尽的时候，就是想躺平了。
And I stretch my arm out, and so here's the baton, and here's my hand, and it's like I can't believe I've run out of gas. I can't believe I've my enthusiasm, my strength, my motivation. I'm here, and I literally just can't even pick up my own hand and grab the promise.
我伸出胳膊。接力棒就在那里，我的手也在那里，但我就是不敢相信我居然花尽了所有的热情、力量和动力。我在那个位置甚至无法拿起自己的手来抓住神的应许。
And when I've done this message 4 or 5 times, I mean, you can just hear a pin drop. But what happens is, and I can tell you because this has happened to me probably maybe 10 times in my 33 years of walking in the Spirit.
当我把这个信息传讲了4到5遍时，大家都非常的安静。但这是真实的，因为这发生在我的身上，在我过去33年的时间里面，可能发生过有10次。
Is when it's time and I've given up, but I don't quit, which means I've given up on my own mental hopes, dreams, and desires. My hope deferred makes the heart grow sick, but when the desire comes, it's the tree of life. That tree of life is when, if you can imagine, the spiritual hand of God coming down on my hand.
当那个时刻到来的时候，我已经放弃用自己的力量去完成这件事情，但是我并不会退出。也就是说，我自己精神上的希望、梦想、欲望，这些我所盼望的迟延未得，令我心忧。但当所愿意的临到，却是生命树。生命树的到来，就是神的属灵之手落在我手上的感觉。
And what it does is I don't have strength, but it picks my hand up and then gives me the result, gives me the baton.
也就是当我没有自己力气的时候，神握住了我的手，并且递给我接力棒，这带来了果效。
And I can tell you that's exactly how it works. But someone needs to tell you. No one told me. I kind of found this out through the school of hard knocks.
我可以告诉你，事实就是这样运作的。但是你也需要有人告诉你事情是怎么发生的，就像我现在跟你说一样。之前没有人告诉过我，我是自己通过过去的经历而知晓的。
So the key is, I want to talk to you today about what you do when you're at that stage where you've run out of gas, you're weary, and you're questioning whether or not you're going to finish and finish well.
所以今天我想要和你说的重点是，当你处在自己的力气快要耗尽、十分疲惫的阶段时，你会质疑你是否能够完成这件事，并且完成得很好。
So one of the questions is, here it says, what are some of the ways hope deferred can creep in? Hope deferred creeps in when there is a mental shift in your mind.And it goes into your soul, which is your emotions. Where it comes is when you start questioning what God asked you to do.
所以你们提到的其中一个问题是，所盼望的延迟会从哪些方面偷偷渗入生活呢？所盼望的延迟，它会进入你的灵魂，也就是你的情感。当你开始质疑神到底要求你做什么时，它就来了。
So when you stop, and why would you start questioning? The reason you start questioning what God is asking you to do is because it's either not manifesting enough evidence that it was really Him, or it's going too slowly.
当你停下来时，请思考你什么时候该停下来，以及你为什么要停下来呢？你开始质疑神。你会开始质疑神的原因，要么是你在做的事情没有表现出足够的证据来证明这真的是神让你做的，要么就是事情进展太缓慢。
Or maybe you're striving and you're trying to do it too quick, and you actually need to slow down to get more done.
或者说，也许你正在努力，但你试图把进度推得太快。实际上你需要放慢速度才能完成更多的工作。
So, and discouragement can creep in when basically you start processing what God said and judging it off visual, results. So like what I see, what I'm hearing, what I'm feeling. And so you allow your soul, which is your mind, will, and emotions to start toBasically prophesy, or it starts to have a voice. It starts speaking to your mind that, you know what, that really wasn't God.
因此，基本上当你开始思索神所说的话，并仅仅从表面上看这个问题，并且评判它时，失望的情绪就会蔓延。你会结合你所看到的、听到的、感受到的，允许你的灵魂，也就是你的思想、意志和情感，开始有一个声音对你的头脑说话。但那个对你说话的声音，真的不是来自于神。
If you go back, the classic case of this is Satan in the garden with Eve. Well, God didn't really mean that you shouldn't eat that apple.
如果你回头看，最经典的场面就是撒旦在伊甸园和夏娃一起，神其实说的真的不是你不应该吃那个苹果。
So when you start questioning, that's why it is so absolutely important to journal. And not only journal, but then take the things in your journal and then start speaking them out in prayer.
所以当你开始质疑神的时候，每天记录笔记是多么的重要。你不仅是要写笔记记录，而且要把笔记里的内容开始在祷告中说出来，并且在天上的法庭中宣告出来。
And speaking them out in the courts of heaven. Because that's why you have to put God into remembrance of his word. It's not that God's forgotten, but it reminds you and it reminds your soul of what God said.
因为这是你为什么要让神记住他的话语。这并不是说神把他说的话遗忘了，而是让他来提醒你和你的灵魂，神说过这些话。
So I think it creeps in when there's a lack of result.
所以我认为当事情没有结果的时候，这些失望的情绪就会偷偷潜入。
So James chapter 4 verses 3 says, You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasures.
雅各书第四章第三节，你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。
When you ask the Lord to bless your finances, then the Lord wants you to use your finances for your calling and his pleasure, not yours.
拉比说我们用财务来举例。当你祷告让神祝福你的财务时，神要让你用你的财富出于对你的呼召和他的乐意，而不是你自己的计划。
Now, I'm not talking about that the Lord doesn't want you to have nice things, nice food, nice comforts. That's not what I'm saying. Please don't go there.
我不是说主不希望你有好的东西、美味的食物、美好的舒适生活。这并不是我要说的，请不要往这方面想。
Actually, if you want more pleasure and more things, then God rewards obedience because obedience is better than sacrifice.And you have to understand that the just live by faith. But what James...
事实上神会奖赏给顺服他的人，因为听命胜于献祭。你必须要明白，义人必因信得神。所以如果你想要获得更多的快乐，从神获得更多，那么你就要顺服神。
James is saying here, the half-brother of Jesus, what he was saying is that...You are asking, but you're not receiving because God knows the intent of your heart is you're asking for authority, you're asking for favor and financial blessing, but you have no intention on investing it in his purpose and his, in the call in your life.
雅各在这里说的是，你在祷告，但你没有收到结果。因为神知道你内心的意图是在向神求一个权柄，是在寻求神给你的帮助和经济上的祝福，但是实际上你却无意把它投入到神对你受造的目的和神对你生命的呼召中。
And so you're asking and you're not receiving because you haven't weighed out the intents of the heart.
所以你才会问，为什么我没有得到神的应允？因为你没有检查自己心中真正的意图。
And that's why you go into the Psalms where it says, Search me and know me, Lord, for I desire truth in my inward parts.
这就是为什么你需要进入诗篇和神祷告说，神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，因我的内里渴望真理。
And you look at Hebrews 4:12, that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing even...to sunder the separation of bone and marrow. So it's like, why are we doing this? That's why it's so critical that you write down what God has asked you to do and journal it and pray it out because...
请你看希伯来书第四章第十二节，神的话语比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入、剖开。这就是为什么我们要记录神要求我们做的事情，并为之祷告，这是如此的重要。
It's very discouraging to actually be out of alignment and actually have a hidden sin, which most people, when they're walking in sin, that's why you need accountability, that's why you need leadership and a covering, and it needs to be relational, because you need somebody that can very lovingly say, are you hearing what you're saying? Or why did you make this choice? And then try to pull out some of those inner issues that are causing maybe this negative thoughts and negative habits and choices and patterns.
实际上没有与神对齐是非常令人沮丧的。大多数人与我们同行的时候，我们会发现人实际上会有这个隐藏的罪。这就是为什么你需要依靠值得信任的人，需要有人的带领和遮盖，你需要处在这样的关系网络之中，因为你需要一个充满爱的同伴提醒你，你知道你自己在说什么吗？或者你为什么做出这个选择呢？然后你们可以试着找出一些可能导致这种消极的想法、习惯、选择、模式的内在问题。
Now another question you have is, what does it look like when a true godly desire is fulfilled?
另一个问题是，当一个真正符合神心意的愿望得到满足时，它会是什么样的呢？
There's an inner knower in your spirit.
你的灵里会有一种内在的认知。
I know for myself, and I know many other really diligent, you know, what I would call hardcore disciples, people that are really walking in the Spirit, you usually know something's going down. For me,
我知道我自己还有很多其他勤奋的人，我会叫他们硬核门徒。那些真正行走在圣灵中的人，他们会对即将发生的好事情有提前预知的能力。
When something good is happening,I usually know about 24 hours in advance, ballpark 12, and I'll start feeling really good about, wow, this thing is actually going to spiritually, is what I call birth out with the result that we were looking for. Or that door that we've been waiting to open is actually going to open. I've just recently had something like that happen.
就我自己而言，当好的事情要发生之前，我大概会提早24小时知道这个好事即将发生。我们所期盼的结果就要来临了，或者说我们盼望要打开的门即将要被打开了。最近就有这些事情发生在我的身上。
The Lord, when He's moving with things, He wants to reveal to you. He wants you...to so to say, be on the inside track of what God is doing.
当神想要推进一些事情的时候，他想要向你揭示他正在做的事情，他想要你走在正确事情的轨道上。
And so, this is Proverbs 13, 12. Deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it's the tree of life.So what does that mean, that whole, when the desire comes, it's the tree of life? If you look at verse 11 above that in Proverbs 13:11, it says, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but when it's gathered by labor, it will increase. Then it says, hope deferred makes the heart grow sick. But when the desire comes, it's the tree of life.
箴言第十三章第十二节，所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧，所愿意的临到，却是生命树。这是什么意思呢？如果你看上面一节，也就是箴言第十三章第十一节，不劳而得之财必然消耗，勤劳积蓄的必见加增。然后他才说，所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧，所愿意的临到，却是生命树。
So really what we're talking about inThis ancient principle and kingdom authority, I think we could sum it up with this, and I know it's this way for me, and maybe this is this way for you, but impatience can cause discouragement.
因此我们在这个古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄信息中谈论的是什么呢？我想我们可以用这个来总结。我知道对我来说是这样，也许对你来说也是这样。就是说，失去耐心会导致失望。
Because what this is saying in the proverb here is that pride comes nothing but strife.
箴言所说，骄傲只起争竞。
So when we demand that something mature or deliver or bring the result that we want in our time frame, otherwise we're going to elect to back off and just say, well, guess what? Didn't happen in my mental timeline or my goals or my aspirations. So I'm just going to not work as hard. I'm going to back off.
当我们要求事情发展被救赎或者在我们想要的时限内获得我们想要的结果，否则我们就会选择退缩。然后呢，它没有发生在我们想象中的时间线、目标或者愿望中，所以我们不会那么努力，我们反而会退缩。
And what this is saying here is that if you do it with dishonest gain or strife, excuse me, it will not prosper.
我的意思是，如果你带着不诚实的想要获利、争竞的心态来做这件事，那不好意思，它就不会昌盛。
But the hope deferred is in the heart.If your heart's sick, you need to heal the heart by asking the Lord, what is it in me that's causing this impatience or this distraction?
所盼望的延迟会产生心理的问题。如果你的心生病了，你需要医治你的心，并且求问神，是什么在我的里面导致我失去了耐心或者产生了分心。
When the scripture says hope deferred makes the heart sick,But when the desire comes, it's the tree of life. If you can imagine, your hope is in the tree of life. So imagine an olive tree, okay? You've got the trunk, and under the ground, there's this tremendous root system, okay? And as long as your branch of your life is grafted in, let's look at this, Mike. If you're grafted in...to this tree, then you're connected to the trunk.
圣经中提到，所盼望的迟延未得，令人心忧；所愿意的临到，却是生命树。如果你能想象你的希望在生命树上，请你想象一棵橄榄树，它有一个树干，在地下有一个巨大的根系。只要属于你生命的分支被嫁接到这棵树上，那么你就连接到了树干，并与根相连。
But when the heartgrow sick is through doubt and unbelief we detach from the tree
但是当心因怀疑不幸而生病时我们就与树分离了
and the heart starts to wilt because there's no sap that's running
心脏开始枯萎因为植物体内运送养分的液体没有在流动
but a lot of times what this is like an allegoryIn the scripture, what it's saying is sometimes human anticipation, goals, and expectations aren't as patient as God's.
很多时候就像圣经中对人的比喻，人对事情有预期、目标和期望，但却没有像神一样有耐心。
And what it does is it makes you feel detached from the tree and like you're going to wither and die.Kind of my analogy of laying down and you're just almost there. But if you'll not quit on God and you'll not quit on believing and you'll decree it, pray it, and believe it, even though you see no sign of it, then what happens is, when do you know that it's working? Because now you feel grafted back in and it's the tree of life.
有时候人会感到与树干分离，感觉要枯萎、死亡。我的类比就是，当你几乎快要到达终点的时候，你躺平了。但是，请你不要放弃神，也不要放弃相信他。如果你仍然在宣告、祷告，并且在神的相信当中，即使你没有看到事情发展的迹象，但是，当你感觉到你被嫁接回了生命树，你会意识到事情其实在发生好转。
The tree is now receiving nourishment from the root system, the lump, which is holy. And there's a time of refreshing that comes. Times of revival, renewal come. But usually before those things happen, there's usually a drought or a desert or a wilderness or a dry time.
你所在的枝干所在的这棵树现在正在接受根系的滋养这个根系是圣洁的这时令人耳目一新的时刻到来了复兴更新的时代时刻到来了但通常在这些事情发生之前会有干旱沙漠或者是旷野期
So in the ancient principle of kingdom authority, be patient. Don't lose hope. Quote God's word. Stay in fellowship and stay in tune with ancient principles and kingdom authority. Thank you so much for joining me.
因此在古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄中，你要有耐心，不要失去希望，要引用神的话语，保持在聚会中，也请你跟随我们一起学习古老的圣经原则和国度的权柄。非常感谢你们，神祝福你们，平安。